Lord, we're so thankful to be here today. And Father, I pray for healing for all those that are sick this morning. Lord, those that are in the hospital. Father, that You'd be with them, that You'd comfort them right now. Father, I pray for a special anointing this morning. Lord, You know how hard this message is going to be, but I pray that we would receive it. I pray that all those that are at home that will watch this, that Your truth will penetrate deep into their hearts and that their eyes will be open. And pray all this in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. If y'all would, open up your Bibles to John chapter 10. I want to start with a definition for y'all, okay? And the definition is of psychosis. It's a serious mental illness, such as schizophrenia. It's characterized by defect or lost contact with reality, often with hallucination or delusion. So the part that, actually, my son is the one that got me on this definition, oh, maybe almost a year ago in one of his college classes, he was going to use this definition as an argument to what's going on in society. And but it's the loss of reality or delusion. People that are delusional. People that's lost touch with reality, okay? So bear that in mind as we read the Scripture today, okay? John 10, verse 22 is where we're going to come and begin at. Then came the feast of dedication at Jerusalem. It was winter and Jesus was in the temple area walking in Solomon's colonnade. The Jews gathered around Him saying, "How long will You keep us in suspense? If You are the Christ, tell us plainly." They're asking Him, "Jesus, are You the Christ? Are You who we've been looking for?" Jesus answered, "I did tell you, but you did not believe. The miracles I do in My Father's name speak for Me, but you do not believe because you are not My sheep. My sheep listen to My voice. I know them and they follow Me, and I give them eternal life, and they shall never perish. No one can snatch them out of My hand. My Father who has given them to Me is greater than all. No one can snatch them out of My Father's hands. I and the Father are one." Again, the Jews picked up stones to stone Him, but Jesus said to them, "I have shown you many great miracles from the Father. For which of these do you stone Me?" I want you to think about something there. The Jews were saying, "Just tell us, are You the Christ?" And Jesus says, "I've told you. It's plain. By the miracles that I've done, by the life that I'm living, it should be plain. It should be obvious." But the Jews didn't want to see the truth. They didn't want to believe the truth. The truth here that's stated is that Jesus is the Christ. The truth is that He says that no one can snatch us out of His hands. That's all truth. But what I see today is many, many people have lost touch with reality and they don't believe truth anymore. They think whatever they say is truth. They think whatever they Google and Google says is truth. They think the headlines in the media is truth and they don't want to see what real truth is. I was thinking about, have you guys ever, I think it was more popular, like some of y'all were probably little kids or not even born yet, but it was like when I was in high school and stuff, there was a store that you could go in, and they sold like gag gifts and things like that, but they would have these pictures on the wall, and you'd have to stare at those pictures a long time, and when you'd stare at those pictures a long time, you might all of a sudden see a car, or you might see a person, or, you know, have you guys ever seen those pictures? But you had to stare at it a long time. I was terrible at those, you know? And kind of like word searches, like Crystal loves doing word searches, and she'll just sit there and mess with them all day. I hate them. And I've had words before when I was doing a word search, and I'll go line by line all the way down, all the way across. And I can't find one of the stupid words, and it's so frustrating because you know it's right there in front of you, but you can't see it, you can't find it. Truth is, the word's there in that word search, unless they're really mean. That would be pretty funny on word searches, leave out the words. But anyway, But the truth is, the words are there. And the truth is, the Jews here, Jesus was the Messiah. He was everything that He said He was, and it was plain by the miracles, by what He did. I want to go to 2 Timothy chapter 4, verse 1 now. And it says, 2 Timothy 4, 1. In the presence of God and of Christ Jesus, who will judge the living and the dead, and in view of His appearing in His kingdom, I give you this charge. Preach the word, be prepared in season and out of season, correct, rebuke, and encourage with great patience and careful instructions. That's what we should be doing here. That's what we should be doing at work. That's what we should be doing at home with our families, with our kids. I think that it's important that it says with great patience and careful instructions. That's showing God's love to people as we're preaching the word. And so y'all, this morning is a preaching the word, and we'll see what happens where this goes this morning. But I'm trying to give y'all some truth this morning. Because see what verse 3 says, for the time will come when men will not put up with sound doctrine. Instead, to suit their own desires, they will gather around them a great number of teachers to say what their itching ears want to hear. They will turn their ears away from the truth and turn aside to myths. I want y'all to think about that. He says that a time is coming when men's not going to put up with sound doctrine. Instead, they want their ears tickled. They want something that builds them up, that makes them happy, that makes them feel good about the life that they're living, whether they're living full of sin or they're living for truth. They just want their ears tickled. I don't know about y'all, but I don't know if the word's like, but it's a good thing when I feel conviction. It's a good thing when you feel conviction. You know why? Because then you can do something about it. If you're living wrong, if you're doing something wrong, if there's something that doesn't need to be in your life, when you feel conviction about it, you can get it out. But so many people today, when they feel conviction, when they feel the Holy Spirit pulling at their heartstrings, then they try to suppress it. They try to put it off because they don't want to feel that negativity. They don't want to feel that. But the reality is, y'all, that today there's so many people that they don't want to hear the truth. They just want their ears tickled. They don't want to believe what is true. And have you guys ever seen the movie It's a Wonderful Life? Everybody in here seen it. Do I got to go into the plot very deep? Okay. It's a Wonderful Life. Some of y'all, I could tell you had never seen it. this guy named George Bailey, okay? He grows up and all he wants to do is travel and see the world and leave this little town. It turns out his dad dies and all this, and this is a quick summary, and he has to take care of the business and he's not able to go and travel. He ends up marrying this lady, they have some kids, and throughout his life it's just struggle after struggle, it seems like, with financial struggles and different things like that. And there's a big mess up at the building and loans company that he works at, and he all at once thinks, it'd be better if I'd never was born. It'd be better if I just died. And he goes to a bridge and he's going to jump off in the water, and an angel's sent to save him. And anyway, so the angel gets to show him what life would have been like if he wouldn't have ever been born. And he sees how different the whole town is, how different the whole community is. His wife never marries. A man that he'd helped keep from poisoning someone ends up in prison. It's just one thing after another, and how many people he affected. Now, his truth for that moment was, I'm miserable, this life's miserable, nobody even cares if I'm alive. That was what he saw as truth. But in the movie, the reality of the truth is, it's really a wonderful life. He's having some problems. He's having some bad things happen, but it's really a wonderful life. And if he'd never been born, the world wouldn't be the same in a bad way. Okay? So that's the two different. His truth that he believed for a moment where he wanted to kill himself was not actually truth at all. The truth was that he was very valuable. Okay? And what I want to tell y'all today is that the truth is that many of us are not, we're believing a lie, we're believing a falsehood, we're not believing reality of what the Word of God says about us. and about what the world, Word of God says about this world that we live in. 2 Corinthians 4:4 says, "The God of this age has blinded the minds of unbelievers so that they cannot see the light of the gospel of the glory of Christ, who is the image of God." You see what that's saying there? The God of this age has blinded the eyes of the unbelievers. There's many people today that are walking around blind. They're full of, they think they know truth, but they don't know truth. And I thought to demonstrate this, can y'all see what this is? It's a dollar, right? Now, remember my definition. Lost touch with reality, hallucinating or delusional, okay? So this dollar, what if I say it's a $100 bill? And I really believe it's a $100 bill. Do you think if I go to Walmart and I make a $99 purchase and I hand it to them, what are they going to say? You got 98 more dollars to go. No, it's a $100 bill. What are they going to, they're going to say you're crazy. It's not a $100 bill. Well, you know what? Right now, you guys can make some money if you want. If anybody wants to give me 80 bucks for this $100 bill, I'll trade you right now. Anybody, any takers? No, y'all say, Pete, you're crazy. It's a dollar. It's not a $100 bill. Does that not sound idiotic? Does it not? Like, how crazy is that? So we all can see, I'm crazy if I say that's a $100 bill. Nobody's going to give me change from a $100 bill. Nobody's going to let me pay for $100 worth of stuff with $1 bill. But y'all, the world that we're living in today, they believe just because they say something is real, just because they say something is truth, that all of a sudden it's truth. Now here's where I might get into a little bit of trouble, but it's truth, okay? And I felt like the Lord put this on my heart, so I'm going to preach it, and we'll see where it goes, okay? We have some family members that are, when they were just barely pregnant, went to the doctor to find out what the sex of their baby was. I said, huh? How are you finding out what the sex of your baby is? They said, it's through blood test. Huh. Well, how can blood tell what you are, male or female? Well, do you guys know that men have an X and Y chromosome and females have two X chromosomes? It's in your blood. It's what your makeup is. It's who you are. Anybody see where I'm going? That's who we are. That's what the blood says that we are. So it doesn't matter what I do to the outside. I am a man. It doesn't matter what you do to the outside. You are a woman. That is truth. That's the truth. We can't change it. No different than I can say that this dollar is a $100 bill. Can we change who God made us to be? But in our world, in our society, what's taking place? I saw where this famous person was apologizing to another famous person because they called him the wrong pronoun. What are they? They look like a man. They talk like a man. They don't act like a man. They're a man. That's what they are. But our world is so blinded. Y'all, this is not an easy message, especially with that thing filming me right now. But it's truth, and the truth is the truth. But Satan has blinded the eyes of so many, and it's easy to pick on those people, but y'all, Satan is messing with people, and he's messing with Christians. He's messing with us in the Word of God. He's messing with us with what we believe. He's messing with us with what is acceptable, and then all at once we're scared that we're going to offend people. And how is it offensive if you're speaking the truth? Am I bald? That's offensive. It's the truth. I'm bald. I can't help it, you know? It's just truth. So why should I be offended if you guys say, man, you know that bald preacher down there? How dare you call me bald? Well, that's what I am. That's how you describe me. But we're so offended by everything now, and we're so confused. 2 Timothy 4:3, for the time will come when men will not put up with sound doctrine. 2 Corinthians 4:4, the God of this age has blinded the eyes of many. Y'all, It's infiltrated our churches. It's infiltrated our homes. It's on the commercials. I see these commercials and I tell Crystal, I don't want you shopping at those places anymore because of what they're promoting. She said, what places don't promote that anymore? It's crazy because it's like everywhere you shop is promoting it. And you know, the cartoons. Adam was talking about not letting his kids watch cartoons anymore. Some of the cartoons because of what he's seeing on there, walking through the living room, hearing it. And what are they doing? They're trying to blind our eyes. They're trying to blind our eyes. And all at once, they bombard us with it, and they bombard us with it. And then all at once, and we think we're weird, and maybe we're missing something. But no, we're not missing anything. Because truth is truth. John 14, 6. John 14, 6. And I read this verse last week. Jesus says, I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. That's truth. That's truth this morning, and I'm sorry if that offends you, but no one is going to make it to heaven other than Jesus Christ. I'm not trying to offend. That's truth. That's truth. You go to John 14, 15. He says, if you love me, you will obey what I command. That's truth. We say we love Jesus, or do we just want an insurance policy? Have you guys messed up? I've messed up. I've rebelled. Since I've been a Christian, I've blown it. I'm not going to lie to you. I have. But can I tell you something? My heart's desire now is to not blow it. My heart's desire now is to obey what the Word of God says. Is there moments? I'm not going to lie to you. There's moments at work. The anger comes out. There's moments at work. I might say something I shouldn't say. But as soon as I say it, as soon as I do it, there's conviction in my heart. And I go, why did I do that? I'm such an idiot. And I get mad at myself because my heart's desire now is to obey what this Word says. Verse 16, and I will ask the Father, and He will give you another Counselor to be with you forever. The Spirit of Truth. The world cannot accept Him because it neither sees Him nor knows Him. But you know Him, for He lives in you, for He lives with you and will be in you. Can I tell you something? That now, if you are a Christian, if you are a child of God, the Spirit of Truth should be living inside of you. That's the Holy Spirit living inside of me. It's living inside of you. Have any of y'all ever experienced this, that you said something that maybe wasn't quite true, and all at once you went, ah. I've even said stuff before that I thought was true, and I found out it wasn't true, and I feel conviction, and I gotta go back and call people and make it right. Hey, what I told you wasn't true. I'm sorry, because I want to be truth so much inside of me. I don't want that falsehood in me. Y'all, this really is a dollar. I'm not going to lie anymore. This really is a dollar. Truth! Truth! The Holy Spirit living inside of us. The Spirit of Truth. I want to jump over to chapter 16, verse 7 in John. 16, verse 7. 7 through 13. My eyes will get there. But I tell you the truth. It is for your good that I am going away. Unless I go away, the Counselor will not come to you. But if I go away, I will send Him to you. When He comes, He will convict the world of guilt in regard to sin and righteousness and judgment. In regard to sin, because men do not believe in me. In regard to righteousness, because I am going to the Father, where you can see me no longer. And in regard to judgment, because the prince of this world now stands condemned. I have much more to say to you, more than you can now bear. But when the Spirit of Truth comes, He will guide you into all truth. He will not speak on His own. He will speak only what He hears, and He will tell you what is yet to come. He will bring... Well, okay, I'm going to stop right there. And He will tell you what is yet to come. But the Spirit of Truth will come, and He will guide you into all truth. Into all truth. Church, we've got liars. We've got people that's been blinded. We've got people that's been deceived. We've got people that's been infiltrating the churches, and they've got deceptive, they're coming in with, and their deception because they have ulterior motives. We've got people preaching in pulpits that's been blinded. And I'm sitting here thinking, if we're full of the Holy Spirit, then how are we so messed up in this stuff? Because we're not full of the Holy Spirit, because we're not being bound. Can I tell you something? I know people that have problems with lying. Have you guys ever met somebody that had a problem with lying? I had a buddy when I was in high school, and he lied so much that at one point he was telling me stories about stories that I had told him, like it was him there and not me. He just lied. He just was a liar. The Spirit of truth will come upon you. If you're a child of God and you're okay with lying, something's wrong. If you're a child of God today and you can lie to your wife, you can lie to your husband, you can lie about things. I know this one lady, I found out about her, that she has her credit card bills go to her sister's house so her husband doesn't see it. Because she's spending so much money. Isn't that crazy? Lies! How can you keep that? How can you do that? You got a problem. The Spirit of truth comes upon you. And when the Spirit of truth comes upon you, not only are we going to not be able to lie about those things, that the insignificant things like, who ate the last candy bar? Not me. Whatever to the truth and the Word of God to saying, the world is messed up and there's something wrong when we just can't even speak what truth is anymore. And the world hates us now. Second Timothy 1:7 says, "For God did not give us a spirit of timidity, but a spirit of power, of love, and of self-discipline." Can I tell y'all something? What I think one of the biggest problems that we have today, and I'm not going to jump all over this for this Sunday, but self-discipline. And what I told my wife the other day is when you see what's going on in our world, where I think a big problem of it has begun is with a lack of discipline. Because when you don't discipline, when you don't correct, and they say, everything I do is good, everything is wonderful, mom and daddy love me, and I can do what I want, when I want, how I want. And you know what that translates into? To, as they get older, they think they can do what they want, when they want, how they want. I don't even think I'm that old. I'm getting older, you know, but I don't think I'm that old. But it's crazy the difference between me and the 20-year-olds at work now. The 20-year-olds at work now, their worth ethic is, if I feel like working today, I'll work. If I don't, The 20-year-olds are saying, I don't care if I call in or not. I don't care who it hurts. Me? I can't stand to call in because I know that other people's making up my slack. I'm on vacation this week, and you know what I told my boss? I said, hey, with COVID and everything, I said, y'all getting too big a bind, call me because I'm going to be home. I'm not going anywhere. If you need me, I'll come in. Because I know other people's suffering by me not being there. And it's just crazy the difference in generations, and I don't even feel like I'm that much different. But I guess I am. But y'all, I was raised with discipline. I was raised not to talk back to my mom and dad. I was raised that not everything I do is cute and wonderful and beautiful and I'm going to post it on the video. That some things I do is disrespectful. Some things I do, I need my backside spanked. And it stuck with me. Okay? I said I wasn't going to go off on this, but I guess I am a little bit. Y'all, you look at the people in the world today and they say, I'm this, or I'm that. And they say it as truth. And if you don't agree with me, then you're wrong. And what I see is a spoiled brat that's never been told no. Now, sometimes I've been too hard on my kids. Sometimes I really have. I've been too hard on my kids. There's things that I can look back on my life and go, man, I so overreacted. I so overreacted. I acted out of anger. I acted, I shouldn't have acted that way. But can I tell you something? I told Hayden the truth. He's not ever going to be an NBA basketball player. You know? Hey, he can work hard. I encourage him to work hard, to play hard, to do the best that he could. But son, you're not getting a scholarship to college on basketball. That's reality. That's truth. You know what? I didn't go to play college football. I never made it to the NFL. I wanted to, but there's some things in life we can't be anything we are. We can't achieve anything we want. There's limitations in each one of us, okay? I hate to keep going back, so I'm not gonna. I hope you guys know where I'm going and where my heart is. There comes a time when there's a reality of truth. You have certain abilities, you have certain characteristics, and God made you a certain way. And you know what? We need to train up our children in that discipline, and we need to have enough discipline in ourselves to say, I can't do that anymore. It's funny because now when I have heavy furniture to move, I call the guys. I call Casey. I call Keaton. I call Hayden. I say, fellas, I need help. Come lift this for me. Because the reality is, if I lift it, I can lift it, but that might take me 3 weeks to recover because I'm hurting, you know. With them, they can lift it and not even notice it. The reality is, I'm getting older. I can't do all the things that I used to do. Truth. Truth. And I wanted to end with this, and I was praying about it this morning. You guys are going to get another quick sermon here. And I thought, what does the Bible say? Because it's kind of a down message, but the Spirit of truth needs to be in each one of us. But what does the Bible say about me? What does the Bible say about you? And I just put it in my phone. And I know, don't always Google everything and what Google says. This is it. But this is Scriptures, okay? And in Scripture it says, Jeremiah 1:5, before I formed you in the womb, I knew you. And before you were born, I consecrated you. I appointed you a prophet to the nations. Well, maybe not every one of us has been appointed to a prophet in the nations, but Susie, God said, before I formed you in your mother's womb, I knew you. 2 Corinthians 5:17 says, therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. The old has passed. Behold, the new has come. You know what that says, Keaton? That now when you're in Christ, the old has passed, the new has come. The word says, Pete, the old has passed, the new has come. This is truth, and this is real truth that we need to know. Jeremiah 29:11, for I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord. Plans for welfare and not evil, to give you a future and a hope. Jeremy, that's what God says, that He has a future and a hope. He has a plan for your life. And this is one of my favorite ones. Because I need this. 1 John 1:9, if we confess our sins, He is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Any of y'all ever feel condemnation for your sins, for the life that you once lived, for when you've blown it? And Satan, boy, he'll hammer you with that. He'll hammer with you that. You're no good. You're not. How could you even think that thought? How could you do that? You're supposed to be a child of God. If we confess our sins, He is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Austin, that's for you this morning. That's for me. That's for each and every one of us. It'll cleanse us from all unrighteousness. And sometimes I got to hold on to that. And I ain't talking about going to a priest. I'm talking about getting down on your knees and saying, God, forgive me. I've blown it. God, forgive me. And He says, and I'll cleanse you from all unrighteousness. Y'all, that's truth. That's truth. What this world is selling us is a lie. What social media is selling you is a lie. What the eyes of many have been blinded. But can I tell you something? We need to be careful. And we need to be making sure that we're preaching the Word in season and out of season. He says, and I'm going to go back to 2 Timothy 4. He says, I give you this charge. Preach the Word. Be prepared in season and out of season. Correct, rebuke, and encourage with great patience and careful instructions. Y'all, these people that are blind around us, we need to be showing them God's love. We need to be showing them the truth, though. The truth in love. The truth in love. The truth saying that the path you're on is going to take you to hell. The path you're on, it leads to destruction. And I'm not talking about grabbing a Bible and hitting them upside the head, but them to see that you cared, to see that Jesus cares for them and that Jesus died for them just like He died for being you. So let's stand. Father, I thank you for your word this morning. Lord, I pray that you would pour out your Holy Spirit upon each and every one of us, Lord, that we may walk in truth now. We would not walk in a lie any longer. Lord, that if Satan has blinded us in some area of our life, if we've allowed something in our life, Lord, that's not supposed to be there. Lord, maybe we've started believing the media. Maybe we've started believing the lie. Lord, may our eyes be open right now. May your Holy Spirit reveal the truth. And Father, if we've been struggling, may we understand this morning that we need to open up your Word, because your Word is truth. And that's what we need in our hearts. That's what we need in our mind. That's what we need to wash over us. Father, I pray for encouragement here this morning for each and every one of us as we go throughout the week and we face our coworkers and our family members that's been blinded. Lord, that Satan has deceived them and they no longer see the truth. Lord, may you give us wisdom. May you give us courage. May you give us knowledge and Lord, how to act and what to say so that their eyes might be open once again. Lord, may none of us in this room right now be walking in darkness any longer. May we believe what your word says about us, that you have a plan for us, that you have a future for us. That you will forgive us if we confess our sins, and that you will cleanse us from all unrighteousness, that we are no longer the men and women that we used to be, but that we are a new creation now by your power of the Holy Spirit. Lord, have your way now with each and every one of us. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. I just want to end with this. Don't trust feelings, okay? You know why? Because feelings will lead you astray. Look at the movie, It's a Wonderful Life. And what did George Bailey say? George Bailey thought his life was meaningless and he was ready to kill himself. But no, that wasn't reality. Don't trust feelings. And I think about people that say, I feel this way or I feel that way. And last night we got to talking at Christmas. My brother was talking about one of his friends. It took like 24 or 2500 into the casino down in Louisiana when they was down there on a work trip. And he said, I just want to one time feel like a high roller. I want to go in there with some money. Jeff said it wasn't 10 minutes and it was all gone. And he says, well, I've done it once. I'm good now. Y'all, that's a terrible feeling. To blow $2,400 in 5 or 10 minutes? Don't let feelings rule you, because sometimes feelings will get you all messed up. Sometimes I don't always feel saved. I'm your preacher. Sometimes it feels like I'm just praying to the wall in front of me, to the ceiling, and I thank God, are you listening? Because I hadn't seen an answer. But y'all, that's Satan lying to me. We're to live by faith, not by feelings. Live by faith today. And from now on, and live by truth and what this Word says. If you are down and you're discouraged, open up your Bible to the back and look at truth. Google. Get you a good Bible app and say, what does God's Word say about me? That's what I did. I just said, what does God's Word say about me? And there was side after side after side. 100 verses here, 27 verses here, 15 verses here. And you can read them and you can build your faith, because that's the truth. That's the truth. I hope you guys have an awesome new year. And we'll be back next Sunday, God willing. And y'all have a blessed day.